I knew this was a really bad thing in her world, so I tried not to seem relieved, which I was because, in a crazy but normal for me fashion, I was already thinking that something really horrible had happened. You don't understand. I can't swim breaststroke. I'm terrible. You don't get it. I begged him not to put me in that event. I was getting ready to respond with something empathetic and encouraging as I pulled into the driveway, but just then she looked me right in the eyes, put her hand on top of my hand, and said, "Please, Mom, please help me. I'm still going to be swimming when the other girls are getting out of the pool and the next heat is getting on the blocks. I'm really that slow." I couldn't swallow. I couldn't think clearly. All of a sudden, I'm 10 years old and I'm on the blocks getting ready to swim for the Memorial Northwest Marlins. My dad is the starter and he's giving me the win or die look. I'm in the lane closest to the wall, the slow lane. It's going to be a disaster. Moments earlier, as I was sitting on the ready bench contemplating making a run for my banana seat bike leaning against the fence by the diving boards, I overheard the coach say, "Let's just swim her up an age group. I'm not sure she can finish the race, but it will be interesting." "Mom! Mom, Mom! Are you listening to me? Will you help me? Will you talk to the coach and see if he'll put me in another race?" The vulnerability felt unbearable, and I wanted to scream, "Yes! You don't have to swim any event that you don't want to swim, ever!" But I didn't. Calm was one of my new wholehearted practices, so I took a deep breath, counted to five, and said, "Let me talk to your dad." After the kids went to bed, Steve and I spent an hour debating the issue and finally agreed that she would have to take it up with her coach. If he wanted her to swim that race, she needed to swim it. As right as the decision felt, I hated every minute of it, and I tried everything from picking a fight with Steve to blaming the coach to venting my fear and discharging the vulnerability.